So the first myth is that early mathematics education is primarily learning numbers and shapes. A lot of teachers that we work with have a sense of, oh yes, I teach math. We count, we learn triangle, circle, and square. Isn't that enough? And that is part of math, but mathematics is really so much more than that. And there's a National Professional Association for math teachers. It's called NCTM, the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. And they have sort of mapped out the landscape of mathematics because it encompasses a lot of topics and things that we don't necessarily think about with young children. But the kind of around the Pentagon, you'll see geometry. So it is shapes. It's also spatial relationships. You'll see measurement, data analysis. This says numbers and operations. So that is counting, but it's also acting with numbers, solving problems with numbers. It's not just counting. And then there's algebra. And we'll talk a little bit more because you might think, algebra with young kids? What are they talking about? But this professional association has really said that all of these topics are mathematics, and all of these topics can be introduced to young children. In the center of this graphic are some processes. And this national group also outlined 5 standards. They're called process standards. Communication, reasoning and proof, problem solving, representation, and connections. One that got overlapped here. But those 5 processes are really the heart of mathematics. Those are the means by which children can learn the content. It's how they experience algebra or they experience geometry by talking about it, by reasoning, by problem solving, by connecting it to things in their lives. So those processes are always sort of at the heart of whatever we talk about with early mathematics. So back to algebra, and you're thinking, well, what is algebra for young kids? We may call it sorting. And so this is an example. A child sorted these blocks. Can you tell how they're sorted? By color. So this child, you know, created her own schema, created a rule for sorting things, and that's the very foundation of algebra. Algebra are patterns that you find in numbers and that allow you to predict. And so by sorting, a child is learning to predict and follow rules. This little girl then resorted these blocks. And that's a really big idea, that the same set of objects can be made into different groups. So first she was looking at color. Any ideas what these two buildings, what would be the feature that... Exactly. Straight blocks and curved blocks. So she was able to abstract a different attribute from those blocks. Wow. You know, I mean, kids do that in their play all the time, but when you think about what that child just did, that's powerful algebra right there. This is another example of something that a child did spontaneously with blocks. How is that algebraic? It's a pattern. So there's a unit that repeats, and it would allow her to say, well, the green one comes next. Or if I had 100 blocks, we would end on such and such. Following a pattern is also algebra. So that, I hope, gives you a sense that we're not just talking about arithmetic when we talk about early mathematics, and we're certainly not talking worksheets.